Welcome back. It's the 12 Days of Human Design series. Today we are going to be talking about my grandson, Brooks. And Brooks is about 20 months old. And ever since the first time I looked at him, it was like, oh my gosh, you've been here before. He's definitely an old soul, deeply, deeply emotional. So we're going to do a lot of unpacking of that emotional solar plexus with Brooks' episode today. And remember that over the course of this 12-part series, we're looking at every part of my family so that you can see that human design is a whole lot more than just a type or a label. At the time of this recording, we're all generator types. There are 8 manifesting generators and 3 generators in my family, and we are all completely different. I would say that Brooks is definitely the deepest one of us, even though he's only 20 months old right now. Like, he is deep, deep, deep. And when you listen to the nuances of his chart, it'll be interesting to see how you feel about little Brooksy man. And he is about to become a middle child. So his mama is pregnant with her 3rd child. And ever since the day he was born, or very shortly after, I've been teasing them that he's the perfect middle child. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes for their life. It's so fun to watch your grandkids. So have your own chart handy as we go through this episode so that you can relate what I'm covering here to your own life. If you don't yet have your human design chart, just pause this episode and go on over to the website at vickidixon.com. You can do that from your phone and download your chart for free, because I do always try to bring it back to, why does this matter to you? How would this play out in your life or the life of someone that you love?
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicky Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Okay, here we go. There's a photo of Brooke's chart in the show notes so that you can take a look as we go along if you would like to, or later on if you would like to. I know you're probably walking or driving or on the go somehow. So as I said, Brooks is deep. He's one of those kids that you look at like practically from the moment of birth and you think, this isn't your first rodeo. He's an old soul who is deeply, deeply emotional. He's pretty serious. His superpower, if I were to list one according to his human design, is his depth of emotion. Brooks has 6 of the 7 gates of the emotional solar plexus defined. So that triangle at the bottom right-hand side of the chart, his is colored in, it's defined, and it also has almost all of the gates colored in or defined. So if yours is colored in your chart, that means it's defined. And if it's white, it means it's undefined. So the little numbers inside of those centers are called gates. And any that are circled or colored in are defined. So if you look at Brooke's chart in the show notes, you see that most of those gates are defined. He's designed to be emotional, and his emotions will come in waves. That's another piece of the puzzle. If this center is defined for you, you're going to have an emotional wave, and your emotions come in waves. And I know you. If you are a middle-aged woman, you're thinking that your emotions don't come in waves, but trust me, they do. It's just that we've been conditioned out of our emotions for our entire lives. And we're going to try not to do that with these kids, with this new generation. We're going to really try hard not to do that. So I'm going to break down Brooke's 3 waves so that you can see how they play out in his design. And maybe you have one of the same ones that he does, or someone in your family has the same one that he does. So channel 1222 is where we're going to start. That one's defined for him. This is a channel that houses deep melancholy. Brooks is a really happy kid, but he's not exuberant in the way that Sawyer is. He feels his joy and then he's back to being serious. And I want you to think about that for a minute, because our culture conditions us to appear to be happy, not to be happy, but to appear to be happy so that other people are comfortable with us. And it means that if we're serious, we're unhappy. I'm a 51-year-old who doesn't feel exuberance and is usually pretty serious. And I can tell you that it makes people uncomfortable. People in my life, you know, coaches, my podcast manager, from time to time, they're like, smile more when you're delivering information. You're too intense. It's like, you know what? I'm here to be intense. I have the gates of power defined several times in my design. I have the gates of intensity defined several times in my design. I'm not here to be soft and gentle and exuberant. It's just not how we're all made, right? And we can't do that to Brooks. We need to let it be okay that he is who he is. Someone with this 1222 channel sets the tone for the room that they're in. They should only do things when they're in the mood to do them. And when they're not in the mood, they need to tap out. And think about the conditioning around that. We don't give ourselves and others permission not to do things just because we're not in the mood, especially kids. We make them do things they're not in the mood for all the time. And it's the same way that we were raised, right? This channel also holds an incredible amount of grace. It's an auditory channel. I always say it's the channel of the, I don't say this, but it is the channel of the left ear. But what I say is that it goes basically from God's lips to your ears. Whatever you believe God to be, there is like a divine auditory something going on with this channel. It's a beautiful thing to see in action, especially for adults who can say to me in readings, oh my gosh, I never knew what that was, but that's totally what happens in my life. Really fun thing. Music is really important oftentimes to people with this channel. So Brooks also has 1949 defined. This channel, this is tribal energy. In human design slang, we call this the divorce channel. If you have this channel defined, agreements are really important to you. So you may be either rejected or you'll reject others' agreements based on disagreeing on principle or agreeing on principle, something like that. If someone betrays you, it's game over. There's a great deal of sensitivity in this channel too. In that gate 19, you have a great deal of sensitivity. And we talked about this in Zoe's episode because this is a theme in her design. This is the gate of highly sensitive people, this gate 19. It's often a gate that allows people to communicate with animals and with those in other realms. And Brooks is the cuddliest, most compassionate guy I've ever seen. Just last week, he was holding a newborn baby, and all he did was be still and hold this baby cheek to cheek, skin on skin. Like, he was totally present with this little person, and it was almost like they were getting reacquainted. I know that's pretty woo, but that's what it felt like when you're looking at him do this. And that's that gate 19 sensitivity. Lots of times people with this gate 19 are going to need more tender holding, more tender care. They are highly sensitive people. And another thing, if you have a child with this gate 19, the sensitivity will run the gamut of physical sensitivities too. So they may be sensitive to food textures, labels on clothing, brands of food. They could notice if you change a brand of pasta, say, with that you buy, or, you know, you try to get away with a no-name brand or something, they're going to notice it. And Brooks has this really gross thing that he does. Oh my God, it's so gross. He'll keep food in his mouth for what seems like forever, but he can't make himself swallow it. So eventually he finds someone close to him and he like spits it in their hand. It's just so gross, but it's that gate 19 in action. He also has a habit, like if I'm holding him, he twirls my hair whenever he's in my arms. He just latches onto the back of my hair and sits there holding my hair. It may sound a little bit odd, but with this gate 19, meal times are really important. People with gate 19 defined, they love, and they need to eat dinner together. It really means something to them. I have a friend who has this gate 19 as a theme in her design, and in her family, there's always a battle over mealtimes and over her grown family not having mealtimes with her because it matters to her because of this gate 19. It's just like all of these little nuances, right? Okay, so back to Brooks. Brooks' third emotional wave is a collective wave, and this is the one that I have too. So I've got loads of lived experience with this. This wave is based on expectations or expectations not being met. With the channel 4130, we build things up in our heads, we fantasize about how great they'll be, and then of course, they're never as great as we made them out to be, so we get disappointed and all is lost. This wave has super high highs and super low lows, and you can feel like you're going crazy. I know when I was younger, I thought that I had like severe hormonal imbalance or something. And it actually, when I started tracking my wave, I was like, oh, okay, that's what it is. It goes along with my wave. So Brooksy Man has it all. He has an individual wave, that 1222. He has a collective wave, the 4130. And he has a tribal wave, the 1949. His poor mom. She has one wave in her design, the 3955 wave. And it's the deepest of the deep waves. Great creativity lives in that 3955 wave, if you have that. So if you're a Gen Xer like me and your emotional center is defined, you were conditioned away from feeling your emotions. Over and over and over again, I see this in sessions with women. We have it backwards. If this center is defined for you, you're here to be emotional, but you're not in touch with your emotions. I know I wasn't before coming to human design, and it's something that I continually have to work on because there's always more layers, right? But we are conditioned away from our emotions. If the center is undefined for you or white on your chart, you're not here to be emotional, but you are normally the ones who are emotional. You're the ones who feel things bigger. You're the ones who are accused of being dramatic, making a big deal of things, all of this. So whenever I'm working with someone in my coaching practice, this is the biggest piece of the puzzle. This emotional center, it always is a huge player because we have to get the underlying emotions right. Emotional energy is meant to move through us, but it doesn't. Instead, we hold on to it and we need to process it according to our human design, our unique human design. So something that's really cool about Brooks is that he has a defined head in Ajna, and only 30% of the population has this. The head center is all about inspiration, ideas, information. If this center is defined for you, you know things. You have a consistent way of taking in information and just tucking it away for when you need it. If it's undefined, you'll take in information and inspiration from everywhere around you, and it never feels like it's enough. If this center is undefined for you, the head center, which for most of us it is, you find yourself always looking for more information. I need to know more so that I can make an offer in my business. I don't know enough. I need to be inspired by, like, it's just crazy how much your undefined head center will guide you to need thinking that you need more information, buying another course, buying another program, needing to go deeper on something. With Brooke's head center defined, he knows things. I don't know how he knows, but he knows, and he does know. Like, it's crazy the things that he knows at 20 months old. Sawyer is always asking why. Her reading is tomorrow, so listen in then to hear how different they are, even though they're both 3420 Manny Gens. That's what this entire series is about, teasing out the differences so that you understand why human design is more than just your type. Brooks talked very, very early. He has more words than any child his age that I've ever seen. And I ran a home daycare for 10 years, so I've seen a lot of kids, but never one his age with so much language. And I wonder, like, of course he has a defined throat as a manifesting generator, but I wonder how much of that has to do with this defined head in Ajna. Now, Easton was just born, my third grandchild, and he too has a defined head in Ajna. So I'm going to be interested to see, how does this play out in his life? It's just curious. It's just things to watch for. So if your Ajna is defined like Brooks is, Ajna is the second center down in your chart, you have a solid way of looking at things. You're certain of a lot of things. You have clarity around a lot of things. You might be more solid on your decisions. Unless your emotional solar plexus is also defined, then that makes you a little bit uncertain of decisions. I always say with Brooks not to ever let him join a cult, because once he makes up his mind about something, he won't change it. That's the power of the defined Ajna. It's the mind of someone who thinks in frameworks, and the mind is like a steel trap. If, on the other hand, your Ajna is undefined or white, that second center down is white, you tend to be more open-minded, and your own uncertainty or lack of clarity will drive you crazy. It's like you search endlessly for clarity, especially around your business, and you may never find it. Brooks has channel 6124 defined, and that's the channel of the thinker. And if you can picture a toddler who's like a solid thinker, it's funny to watch because you can see the wheels turning in his brain, but he's like deeply inside of himself. He's not crazy. So yesterday we talked about his dad, Nick's design, and Nick is also a 3420 manifesting generator, but he's not nearly as present as Brooks is. He's not nearly as solid as Brooks is. Brooks, I guess I would say, is more inner focused and Nick is more outer focused, but their design, like, there's a lot of pieces of their design that are similar. That's like another way that you can't just say, well, they're both manifesting generators. They're both 3420. That's it. They're crazy. They're totally different. Okay, so where was I? 6124 channel. I got off on a tangent there. So remember how the chart layers on itself. There's another place where melancholy lives in Brooks' design. And it's another auditory place too, the 6124 channel. Brooks will be soothed not only by music with the 1222, but also by silence with the 6124. This 6124 channel has a great need for silence. And I want to say good luck to you, Brooksy man, because in a home with two other 3420 manifesting generators, I don't know how much silence you're going to get. So Brooks is also a second line profile, which means that he needs time away. He needs time to be in his own aura. Remember that your profile is listed on your chart near where it says your type, authority, and strategy. And these second line profiles need time away. Remember that second line profiles hermit away. They're called the hermits. They hermit away so that they can be called out when they're ready to share their gifts. So, I mean, there's a ton of other things that I would love to unpack with you here with Brooks Design, but I'm really trying to keep these episodes consumable. I think this one is getting a little bit longer as it is. So I just want to make a case for Brooks to maybe never be put in the traditional school system. There, I said it. I said the quiet part out loud. Here we have a 3420 manifesting generator. We know that makes him busy, 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 mostly for himself. We know that he needs to move his body a lot. We know he's designed to be emotional. What I haven't covered yet is his conscious sun. The gate of your conscious sun is where 70% of the neutrinos go through this gate of your conscious sun. 70% of your design goes through that gate of your conscious sun. Your conscious sun is on the top at the right side of your chart. Brooks is gate 36. It's evil Knievel energy, and it comes with crisis. It's someone who needs the experience. All's well that ends. Not all's well that ends well. All's well that ends. I'm just here for the adventure. And then his conscious earth, the energy that grounds him, is peace through chaos. He's designed to find the right way with the right people through a little bit of conflict. He's designed to rub up against life a little bit. And then he's got that gate 19 that makes him incredibly sensitive. The school system would eat him alive. It would break him either by him constantly bucking against it and getting a label, or by him conforming, which is another way of breaking him. He's fairly left variable dominant. So with his defined head and ajna, he can hold information in an organized way. He can memorize, he can recite facts. So he could make himself fit in if he wanted to, but it would kill his soul. There would always be a little piece of him that was being like chunked away at in his design. So I always think I'm glad that Brooks chose the mom he did, because she's the most incredible human on the planet, and I know that she will raise him to be himself. That's the thing. Every generation does it better. So if you're a Gen Xer and you're bemoaning the fact that you wish you'd had human design when you were raising your own kids, know that now you get to pass it on. Everything you heal heals back at least 7 generations and forward at least 7 generations. You're doing good work here. And when you're ready to look into the nuances of your own human design, you can go over to the website, vickidixon.com. It'll be linked in the show notes, and book your own reading. We'll spend about 75 to 90 minutes together going over all of the intricacies and the nuances of you so that you can step into your strengths as we step into 2024. Remember that life is going to kick you around. Human design is your best shot at staying unjaded.